Morning. Welcome back, everyone. In the review of this week's parsha, the parsha Bo, we're introduced to the first of the holidays of the Jewish calendar, which is come on, Pesach, right? Pesach, the obvious first holiday. Which is translated normally as the holiday of Passover, okay? Because Hashem says that we should go and take a Korban Pesach, right? A sheep, a goat, a couple of days before. The 14th, Bein Arba'in, which means past noon, right? We slaughter it, we sheft it. And then, in Pesach Mitzrayim, they needed to take the blood and put it on the mezuzot and on the mashkof, right? The two doorposts and the top of a thing called. And that would make Hashem, v'ayiti et adam ufasachti aleichem. Right? Now, I'll see the blood, and I will lifsach aleichem. Now, normally, it's translated, "Ufasachti alechem." I will leap over you, right? Or pass over you, and thus the name, the holiday of Pesach, got the name Passover. But the word "lifsoach," if it was really pass over you, it should have been "Ufasachti me'alechem," right? That's the linguistics, meaning if the lifsoach means to jump or to skip, it means ufasachti me'alechem, which means I'm going to jump over you, pass over you, right? That's the over part of Passover, right? But it says ufasachti alechem, upon you. Now, if you look in other places where the shoresh pei samached appear in Tanakh, there's a famous one. Eliyahu Hanavi, when he comes to rebuke Am Yisrael for their Avodah Zarah worship, in which they would, at the time of Eliyahu Hanavi, time of Achav, Avodat Hashem was popular, but also Avodat Baal. And they were both probably equally popular. And he rebukes the people and says, Ad matay atem poschim al shnei asiipim, which kind of implies in context, the mashal always given is you're standing on two ships, both going one foot on each ship, and they're going in opposite directions. Okay, meaning lifsoach in that context means standing on. Okay, meaning, and if lifsoach means to stand on, also the word piseach, right, is someone who has problems walking. But if lifsoach means to stand on both of them, when Hashem says ufasachti aleichem, that means Hashem will kivyachol stand on you. That Hashem stands on the Jewish houses, meaning the mashchit is going around killing the firstborns, and Hashem is not skipping over the Jewish houses. Hashem is standing on the Jewish houses. And Hashem is the protection on those Jewish houses. So there, the different perushim of the word piseach, it means to skip over, to leap over, right? Then you lead to Passover, but it may mean to stand upon. And if then, therefore, maybe you should be changing the name of the Chag HaPesach is not the Passover, but the day of standing upon, right? Stand upon, right? We'll change the name of the holiday based off the linguistics of the word Lifsoach. Boker Tov.